BBC News with Julie Candler. The medical charity MSF says up to 25,000 people have fled the town of Kodok in South Sudan amid intense fighting over the past 3 days. 3 years of civil war have displaced thousands of people while a famine has been declared in some areas. The US Defense Department says it's investigating Donald Trump's former national security adviser over payments he received from companies linked to the Russian government. Michael Flynn left the Trump administration after only 24 days in office, after it emerged that he had misled the vice president about his communications with the Russian ambassador. The son of the Venezuelan human rights ombudsman has posted a video on YouTube calling on his father, Tarek William Saab, to stop what he described as the brutal repression by the security forces of opposition protesters. Nearly 30 people have been killed in a month of protest against President Nicolas Maduro. President Putin has called for the resumption of six-party international talks on North Korea amid high tension over Pyongyang's missile and nuclear programs. Mr. Putin was speaking at a news conference after talks in Moscow with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. A man carrying knives has been arrested near the Houses of Parliament and the Prime Minister's office in central London. He's being held on suspicion of planning acts of terrorism. British police have been given new powers to seize properties they suspect have been bought using cash laundered from overseas. Anti-corruption campaigners say dozens of London properties were bought by companies using suspicious funds from countries like Russia and Nigeria. There have been chaotic scenes in the Macedonian Parliament amid an attempt to elect an ethnic Albanian politician as speaker. Protesters stormed the chamber and the leader of the largest party behind the vote was injured in a fistfight. BBC News.